They must do what they are doing. And this way, they, I repeat, the sun, moon, and stars are glorifying God. Flowers, trees, and animals also worship God. They worship God necessarily. They must do what they are doing. In this way, they are glorifying their Creator. But we are not water or stone. We are not fishes or animals or bricks or creeping things. We are human beings with free wills. Oh, how much I am telling you. Please God, not because I am saying it, for it is God's will. Everything in our lives should be mastered according to the will of God. We must choose. I've underlined the word must. We must choose to do what we do. Now, worshiping God when our choices are conformed to the mind and will of God. What an examination of conscience we can and should all make. That is why I strongly recommend, and I urge this on you, to examine your consciences at least once a day before you retire. The most revealing example of this occurred to the agony of Christ in the Garden of Olives. Christ foresaw his passion. He expected to be humiliated, scourged, crowned with thorns, told to carry a cross, then spend 3 agonizing hours hanging on Calvary. Christ foresaw this. Christ has given us a mind that should not only think of the past or the present, but also the future. St. Ignatius trained us to make 2 daily examinations of conscience, each lasting, hear it, 15 minutes. And we are to examine not only what we have done, we are to foresee, anticipate, what, hear it, what we should do. Christ, before his passion to teach us, foresaw the agony would have to experience. If also the passion that lay ahead for his followers. We all of us human beings have to suffer. Christ not only foresaw what was awaiting him, he prayed that he might have the strength. He did not have to pray. Being the living God in human form, he prayed, as you know, for 3 hours in the Garden of Gethsemane to teach us to anticipate what's awaiting us and pray by anticipation for the strength we need to do God's will. Father, we should pray. If it is your will to remove the cup, the suffering that awaits me, I ask you to remove it. Yet, not my will, but thine be done. I'm not talking with the books I've read. I'm talking from experience. And not just past experience, but present experience. Most of the choices you're called upon to make in life are not agonizing choices, but some are. No matter, to worship God with our choices means with our wills we choose what God wants us to choose, no matter how painful the choice may be. The key to glorifying God with our wills is to worship with our wills, regardless of how we may feel. We continue. We are to worship God by our sacrifices. What is sacrifice? Sacrifice is surrender or giving up what we like out of love for God. Oh, the world of difference between those two verbs. To love and to like. God really has. And trust Him for the future. He'll put persons, places, and things into our lives that we like. That we consider not only pleasing, but precious. What does God do? Leave it to God. There is nothing. Repeat, there is nothing in our lives so pleasing, so precious, that God will not take it away. This deserves closer scrutiny. You are accustomed to give it. Some persons, places, and things, God tells us we must sacrifice. We are going to avoid sin. Hear it. A temptation is not a temptation unless it is attractive. A repulsive temptation is a contradiction in terms. Others, however, God tells us He would be pleased if we made the sacrifice. We give a retreat. The purpose of retreat is not only, not even mainly, to just save our souls. Make a retreat to decide on choosing what God wants us to choose, not only to avoid sin, but to please God. None of us would be here. You would not be here. I would not be here. We thought we'd be committing a sin. We'd not attend the retreat. On both levels, both choosing to use and choosing to give up. Creatures that are pleasant to give them up are painful to accept them. And what Christianity means, to choose what God wants, no matter how unpleasant or painful the choice may be to us. And correspondingly, we are to give up pleasant things, delightful things, not only because we have to, out of penalty of sin, but to be more pleasing to God. I could now speak for hours. The capstone of our worshiping God with our wills consists in showing Him our love. What are we saying? We are saying, well, God is certainly pleased by conforming our desires, our fears, our choices, and sacrificing His divine will. He is most pleased when we love what He wants us to love and to give up what we love, to show our deep love for the God who made us. I have a closing prayer, which I recommend you memorize. It's called in Latin, Suscipe, composed by St. Ignatius. Receive, O Lord, all my liberty. Take my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. Whatsoever I have or hold you have given to me, I give it all back to you and surrender wholly to be governed by your will. Give me only your love, your grace, and I'm rich enough and ask for nothing more. Amen. Lord Jesus, how we need to surrender, to give up to God and for God what is perhaps most pleasing to us in life, because it is by giving up what we like to please God that we mainly show our love for Him. He will repay us with a deep eternal love for Him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or phone 773-267-1195.